and Military Supply.
Sarah Palin says she's not ready to sit down or shut up. And she's not ready to make an announcement about what her political future will be. But she's going to be involved. How about that? She did a 30-minute interview on Monday as she was caught, pardon the pun, in the crosshairs of what happened in Tucson, Arizona. And that was exactly what started all the controversy. And then the question of blood libel and whatnot and so forth. So we're going to look at that coming up on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between, including overseas. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you know how we roll here. I don't care what your ideology is. If you're left of left or right of right or somewhere in between, if you have a decent opinion and you want to vent, you want to have a conversation, be part of the water cooler buzz, do it. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Before we get to Sarah Palin, a couple of other things worth mentioning here right at the top, a couple of nuggets. One, some show information, something to tell you, the fact that we're going to take the show on the road next week. We're going to be broadcasting from Washington, D.C. for a couple of shows, and the subject will be, do you believe it, healthcare. Yes, healthcare. We're going to be talking about the new healthcare law, how it affects you, what you don't understand about it, what the misinformation is, and what the disinformation is that's floating around out there, wherever your there is. And we've been talking about this ever since it all kicked in, and even before that, as many of you know. I think there should be some kind of health care reform. I think there's no question that everybody agrees that we need health care reform. It's a question of what is that health care, and is this law too over the top when it comes to small business, individuals, and ultimately the main thing is, is it affordable, really? What does it do to the premiums? Because that's the key deal. It's what does it do to the premiums? Is it really affordable? I know I've told this personal example. My mother recently retired, yeah, maybe a year ago or so. Pretty smart, smart with money, all that sort of stuff, whatever. Bottom line is, though, her premium went up big time. So it was time to shop around. I know a lot of you are in the same position where you've worked for how long, you have a fixed income, and you can't afford to have your health care go up 50%, 60%. And that sounds like a ridiculous, outrageous, made-up number. But in California, as we know, there were people on Blue Cross, Blue Shield, that saw it shoot up to that number. How do you possibly plan for that? And you know, the answer is you can't. So we're going to be doing that. We're also, this week, we're going to do Nail the Score. It's our final Nail the Score. Well, next to final Nail the Score. We have two because we've got this week and then Super Bowl week we'll have a Nail the Score, which means you get to call in and guess as to what you think the final score of the two games will be. So this time around, we're going to open it up to both games and the four teams that are left, the AFC Championship game and the NFC Championship game. So that's a little bit different. Right in the beginning, and I hope that the folks in Minnesota are ready for some great big applause, something happened in the death of the 9-year-old girl in Tucson, Arizona, besides all this heavy sadness around the family and the people of Arizona and around the country, the people seeing her adorable face posted all over the place, Christina Green, who was killed in that massacre in the Safeway. She donated corneas. The family donated corneas from Christina, and it has saved the eyesight of two children. How incredible is that? So in a way, if you believe that, and I do, this is the gift of giving back. And to me, that is a comfort to the family. With, as far as any other organs, I don't know, but I know that the corneas, and that, of course, now is widely reported, have gone on, and now they're helping two other children. How terrific is that? The Donor Network of Arizona isn't giving a lot of details, but they did release that information, and I think that's terrific. So for that, I have to say to the Green family, bravo for doing that and changing the lives of a couple of other children who might not have gotten those corneas. So do we have some applause back in Minneapolis? I say I'll give you my applause. I mean, that's just terrific. That is the Daily Salute without a doubt. And bravo to the, like I said, to the Green family, because that was an incredibly rough situation that no parent wants to be in, burying a child dying before you do is, I can't imagine what that feels like. Instead, two kids' lives are turned around as a result of that. All right, a couple of other quick things here right from the get-go, and then in our next segment, we'll dive into Sarah Palin and what her response was in her first interview since all this stuff has happened as a result of her website and being blamed for the Jared Lee Loeffner craziness. We'll get to that, like I said, in our next segment. Before we do that, another quick thing. The grand jury is looking into my favorite Democrat, John Edwards. Oh, I can't tell you how many people I know that just loved John Edwards and sang his praises and all the work he did with the poor people. Well, a federal criminal investigation, they're going after Edwards. They're trying to figure out how much he knew about the money that was used to cover his extramarital affair and how much of that was used for that, and the child, too, the out-of-wedlock child, and whether any other practices that of what he was doing violated campaign finance law. Because you got to think, people donate all this money to these PACs. They're not paying for love children. They're not paying for mistresses. So you got this federal grand jury in Raleigh that they're going through records and testimony involving several political organizations and individuals connected to Edwards to try to figure out if the former senator and vice president nominee broke any kinds of laws whatsoever. He's trying to skirt around it. The real focus is something that came out right in the beginning. Mostly the case is about the money that was spent to keep Ryle Hunter in hiding, along with the former campaign aide, Andrew Young, who, remember, people forget this, initially claimed paternity so that Edwards could continue pursuing the White House without any affair being mentioned. So he was lying, basically. And they're looking at whether the money was paid to both of them from the outside political groups and Edwards' political donors would have been considered campaign donations since they aided his presidential run. Ooh, I'll tell you what, supposedly they found a couple of violations, and I hope they nail him to the wall. Stay with us. Palin up next.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol. We'll be right back.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 17th, 2011. Gold over this morning at 1360.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1396.07, 698.04 for a half ounce, or 349.02 for the quarter ounce. That's 1396.07, 698.04, or 349.02.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Governor of California wasn't all peaches and cream. It cost him some serious dough. How much money do you think it cost Arnold to give up his movie star lifestyle to become the governor of California? We're going to tell you next when we go to We Can Count. For now, though, let's talk about Sarah Palin here on America Tonight. All right, the Sarah Palin question is this. Do you think in any way, shape, or form, America and outside America, because you read The Guardian, all of you in the UK, we have friends in the UK, in Ireland, my Irish friend wrote me a note today and asked me what was up with that, and certainly, in whatever paper you choose to read, including the American papers, do you think Sarah Palin was thrown under the bus? 800-259-5791, or flip me an email at americatonight.net. I ask you this question, and I'm going to tell you what I read in a poll. There was, of course, a poll. Do you blame Sarah Palin for the shooting? It's ridiculous. Yes, yes, yes. She planted it in his mind. But, okay, I'm going to roll with this. So here's the deal. CNN Opinion Research, you know, they do those polls together. This is what their poll showed. Only 35% of Americans say Palin deserves any blame. 59% say she deserves little or no blame. Little or no blame. And most believe, because they all wanted to throw this in, that mental illness was the problem. So the shooting tragedy did little to convince Americans, right, that we need more gun control, because there were polls on that, and 69% of the respondents, even in this poll, said that the incident in Tucson hasn't changed their views whatsoever on gun control, compared with 28% who say the shooting made them more likely to support stricter gun control. 3% say it makes them less likely to back more gun control. Oh, people are thinking on their own. That's the good news. So, Sarah Palin, how did she get caught in the crosshairs? Well, the graphic that was used was crosshairs. And that's nothing different. If you go back, Google, just Google it for yourself, and you'll see that other people have used those references in the past. It's not that I'm the great Sarah Palin defender, but it is what it is. There are lots of them that you can dig up. It's not, in fact, it's not anything original. It wasn't some original content that she came up with or the people around her that were designing the site came up with. And the whole map things and political races and Xing people out and all that stuff, that's been around for a long time. So the map that's being questioned that was created, by the way, by Palin's Political Action Committee last spring featured the crosshairs of a gun over the congressional districts of 20 Democratic candidates. We know this story by now. One of them was Gabrielle Giffords, the congresswoman who was almost assassinated. She was targeted by Jared Lee Loeffler in Tucson 9 days ago. So even Palin's aide, one of her many aides, defended the graphic, saying crosshairs weren't those of a gun, but a surveyor symbol. I don't know if you could go either way with that. To me, I think they were trying to make the gun reference. But, of course, now it's off the, I mean, it's off the site. It's off the site now because it caused so much of a stir. So she did a 30-minute interview, and she talked about all the criticism she's faced because of the shooting, and especially when people took issue with the use of the term blood libel, and what she said was blood libel obviously means feeling or being falsely accused of having blood on your hands. In this case, that's exactly what was going on, and so we know what's happened from that. Now, she's supposed to do an interview with Sean Hannity, I think, on Tuesday, and what she's saying now, and she's saying the same thing, that a lot of people on the left hate her message, and they'll do all they can do to stop her because they don't like the message. They'll do what they can to destroy the message and the messenger, and she is going to continue to speak her mind, and she won't say specifically what her political ambitions are, but that she's not going to just sit down and shut up, that she is not going to do that. Now, she has absolutely been at the center of this controversy, definitely, no question about it. Every time I turn something on or look at a headline, in fact, I saw something today, what was I reading? It was something I actually read because I read business publications. And I read a thing called Investor's Business Daily. And in Investor's Business Daily, they put something up from Dana Milbank, who said that, then the headline was, that Palin and Beck deserve heat over the shootings. And saying that, this moment for Sarah Palin, basically, with the accusations sometimes going too far because there's no evidence that either Palin or Beck inspired Jared Lee Loeffler, that the heat is deserved because they're finally being held, and this is his quote, they're being held to account for recklessly playing with violent images in a way that is bound to incite the unstable. In Beck's case, it already has repeatedly. And he went on to point out that Palin's famous, her biggest offense was her tweet last March telling conservatives don't retreat, instead reload. And the tweet referred people to her Facebook target map showing what we were just discussed, or what I just threw out there, rather, Congresswoman Giffords and the crosshairs over her district. I don't know. So tweeting has now gotten people in a lot of trouble. So a tweet saying, don't retreat, instead reload. I thought about this, and I went back even myself and listened to some things that I've said. I can't tell you how many times, even in sports, when there's a million sports metaphors and cliches and everything else, where I've said, okay, lock and load, everybody, because we're coming back. Or I know with Nail the Score, I've said to people, you're locked and loaded, we have you in. So when we talk about these, the words that people use, and granted, specifically, she's talking about elections and not giving up and all that stuff. Is that a call to action? I ask you. Be honest. If you're the most liberal person in the world listening to this, do you think that this is something that incites violence? Don't retreat, instead reload. Where her tweets would be going to, who would they be going to? Conservative type people. Or regardless of whoever they're going to. Is that wrong? Is this the wrong thing? And, you know, ever since this happened, of course, Glenn Beck has been saying over and over and over again that he denounces violence and all that sort of stuff. And I think even he said that before, when Obama took office. I know that there was a lot of crazy people that would call a show and say things about Obama, and he would say that constantly. So I have to point that out. I think Dana Milbank is wrong on this one. I do not believe that this is something that, this is not what he's calling a McKinley moment for Sarah Palin. Because 110 years ago, this is what happened. There was newspapers that were owned by the Hearst Company. And, of course, there were some columns fantasizing about violence against President McKinley. And one of the columnists wrote that a bullet is speeding here to stretch McKinley. And then there was an unsigned column that was attributed to, at the time, the Hearst editor. And a few months later, McKinley was assassinated. I understand what Milbank's trying to do, but I don't agree with the Palin reference. What do you think? Stay with us.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to Survival Sprout GreekStyleUSDebt.com. That's 877-327-0365. Or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Edition of We Can Count. Let's dive right into it. And our first We Can Count is this. Very strange. What's the deal with birds dying and fish dying? And now 200 cows die in a Wisconsin field. Did you hear about this? At first I saw the headline and I thought, oh, are they spoofing me? Isn't this some FARC news? But no, lo and behold, it wasn't. They say that they're trying to figure out what caused the steer's death. Boy, if you're the owner of that facility, you can't be happy about that. You know what the cost is? Plus, of course, you're worried about disease spreading. A vet thinks that it's acute interstitial pneumonia. If I'm saying that right, I never heard of that. But it's a form of pneumonia that cows apparently can contract. And 200 seems like a pretty, I don't know, it seems like a pretty large amount of cattle to lose to me to that. They started dying last week. The last died on Saturday. They started showing these symptoms of being ill. And then it only took 12 hours and they were dead. There isn't a threat to people, thank goodness, because there's a lot of people that work at this facility or other animals. And, you know, now you got the Humane Society. They jumped in and they're trying to investigate, too, what happened in these deaths. So they took them out. Think about how big the cattle. You got 200 dead cattle, so then the panic over that. So the farmers and the cattlemen and all the problems and things that they have to deal with, right? How do you remove those carcasses? Guess what you do? You have to have semis. You have to load up the semis to get rid of them. And they sent samples from the dead animals to Madison to test it. But as somebody who's been on many farms and talked to many farmers and cattlemen, too, when I used to live in Nebraska, salt of the earth people, boy, when something like that goes down, it's all deck, you know, all hands on deck, so to speak, on land, because there is a little bit of a pandemonium. Of course there is, because the fear is it something worse, and what possibly could they have contracted, let's say that. How about this? This is a crazy headline I read, and it was on the Drudge Report, and the link was left country with 3,000 pounds of gold. And I thought, oh, that sounds pretty good. 3,000 pounds of gold. And then because I keep such close tabs on gold, I was trying to figure out how much money that would be. Well, what happened is the French government is saying that the Tunisian president and his family might have fled the country with 1.5 tons of gold. And according to the French Secret Service, the wife of the ex-president went to the Central Bank of Tunisia to fetch the gold bars, right? And nobody asked any questions. We got some problems here. Give me all the gold. So the governor of the bank refused to give them to her, smart. But then they got the husband, who also refused to help, and then eventually they gave in. So why would they give in? You know how much that is? 1.5 tons, so let's do it how the French would do it, 45 million euros. 45 million euros. Whew, that is a lot of money to skedaddle with, isn't it? They'll be able to go wherever I guess they want to go. Where do you think their choice of spots, hot spots, would be? Turks and Caicos? Maybe someplace a little further down? Not sure. I talked about this in our last segment when I said we were going to do We Can Count. Governor Schwarzenegger, the governor no longer. Talked about what it costs for him to be governor. Boy, in California, when you have money, I think the last thing you want to do is complain about how much money you lost as governor. But apparently, he's saying he lost millions by giving up, you know, his, I guess, movie star career, whatever, and what he had to spend. He dropped $200 million, in fact. And a lot of that had to do with, I'm just betting, because he flew back and forth, remember, between Pacific Palisades in Los Angeles and Sacramento. So they never really moved up to Sacramento. He just went back and forth. And the other explanation for the amount is the lost income from the blockbuster movies, which of course would be the biggest amount if he was still going to get that, the kind of bread that he used to get. He said he wasn't sorry. He said it was more than worth it. And he said what wasn't worth it is that he didn't get to spend as much time with his wife and with his kids. And he said, you know, it was an expensive thing to become the governor of California. Wonder what it's going to cost Jerry Brown. What do you think he was getting on the speaker's circuit? How much money do you believe it's costing him to be the governor again for the second time around of the money-bleeding state of Cali? Of all the people that and all the states that are complaining about having a tough time staying afloat, California seems to have bit it the worst. There are so many IOUs out there. I have no idea how they would even begin to pay them off, but you would have to think that, you know, these people are going to want their money. All these vendors want their money back, so they're going to have to figure out a way to come up with the coin. All right, quickly, let's take a few. Let's go to Jay in New York. Hello, Jay.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind, man?
Well, just came back from Montreal, and I was listening up there and talking about Sarah Palin and all the goofy things that happened, you know, with the shooting and everything.
Sure.
Come on, people. you know, if Ronald Reagan was shot and JFK was shot and, mm-hmm. you know, nobody said that the Republicans were, you know, in it for JFK. No one said that the Democrats were in it for Reagan.
Right.
Nobody said, you know, whenever there's an assassination attempt or an assassination in the United States, we always kind of look toward the person that had the gun. You know, to put the blame on somebody else because of what they said, how stupid is that? And unfortunately, we have a lot of stupid people out there. And unfortunately, they happen to be running the country.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, common sense has been blown away. I'm not a real Beck fan, but I've read a couple of his books, and they make a lot of sense, common sense. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a real Palin fan, but, mm-hmm. you know, this is just a bunch of idiots running around with absolutely nothing. You know, what was it that Emmanuel said? Don't let a good catastrophe
go to waste. Yeah.
You know, let's just ride a dead horse until, you know, it turns to the dust, and then, you know, really make ourselves look like idiots. So,
I agree, and here's what I think it does. It hurts the people on the left who are doing it. It hurts Democrats. It hurt the people that are shouting that anyway, because give me a break. I mean, yeah, if you have a direct link to it, if somebody said, you know, I will pay you money to go and do this, that's a whole different thing. But you make a great point in talking about Reagan. How many people, as much as people loved Reagan in his time, there were people that hated Reagan and said, well, if he could just take a bullet, if that would just happen, whatever. So it's just stupid to suggest that. I agree. It's just stupid. And it doesn't matter if, as you just said, as I said the same thing. I'm not the great defender of Sarah Palin, but I think it's ridiculous to try to pin it on her. Jay, you made a lot of sense. Thanks for the phone call.
All right, Jay.
Let's move to Pat, also in New York. Hey, Pat.
How are you?
Good.
I'm going to go off talk, but because I just want to talk about the playoffs right quick. Because
sure.
Unfortunately, I had to work this weekend and got to listen to some of it on the radio. And how about the Jets and Patriots? Oh, my God. Who could see that one coming?
Oh, I was so excited for the Jets. Are you kidding? For Rex Ryan and for Mark Sanchez, who looked terrible, I think, in that Colts game because he was throwing the ball too high. But he looked good in the game against the Patriots. And the Patriots had chances to come back. And I thought they were going to do it at one point when it was 14-11, but they couldn't do it, and it was all about the Jets in the end.
Exactly. Well, like I said, I had to work, so I had to listen to it on the radio, but thank God for radio. And, yeah, that was pretty awesome. And, of course, living up here, half of these people up here are Patriots fans. Yep, sorry about your luck. I've never been a Patriots fan, but now they got to play the Steelers. How scary is that?
Yeah, the Steelers, that matchup, and you look at Big Ben and his experience, if you just wanted to versus Mark Sanchez, and they had, I thought, the tightest game of the weekend with the Ravens, but boy, they have the Ravens' number. I like the matchup. I like the chances. After the Jets got by the Patriots, I like the Jets' chances to actually get by the Pittsburgh Steelers, but it's going to be a really, really tight game. Hang with us. More to come on the flip side.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. The judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight. Kate hanging with all of you. Let's head to Illinois first and Rick. Hello, Rick.
The Bears.
Oh, boy, you have to be really excited. The Bears and the Packers, that's what you wanted. That's old school. I heard those tickets are going for a fortune.
I bet they are.
Yeah.
Hey, you in Dallas, give me a couple of Super Bowl tickets.
Oh, that's so easy to do, let me tell you.
Use your charm or whatever you take.
Yeah. In fact, I was talking to someone today about that, and they were saying, yeah, good luck with the whole Super Bowl thing with the tickets. Seattle was, man, they were manhandled. It's, you know, now here we go. What's going to happen? I mean, this is a really good matchup, I think.
Yeah, grudge match.
Yeah.
And Seattle and Pittsburgh, that's going to be a pretty tough game too. I don't know which one to pick on that one.
You mean Pittsburgh and the Jets? Yeah, that is going to be tough.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough team to pick.
But. Yeah. I'm gonna say the Jets because this is their chance. This is their chance, and they got by the big hurdle this time, which was getting by the Patriots, especially after that shellacking. And I think that they'll take that momentum. It's not gonna be close, though. It's gonna be close. It's not gonna be an easy game. They'll win that just by their fingertips.
Yeah, by. I'd say less than 3 points.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's going to be that close. I mean, that could be one of the closest games of the weekend. Yeah, so we'll see. And the Packers, you know, I hate to tell you this because I know a lot of Bears fans, but a lot of people are picking the Packers.
Yeah, I know. I've done themselves up for a big letdown, but that's the way it goes.
That might be, you know, if I were a Bears fan, that's what I would want, though. You want that. It's better to feel like you're not getting the cred. That's one thing players really thrive on when they're when they read, and they do. They always read, no matter what they say. I can't tell you how many locker rooms I went in where the newspapers were thrown all about. They read what's written. They pay attention, even if they say they don't. So if they start reading how, you know, the Packers are superior here and they're better here, and that'll help them.
That fires up any team. You know, about how they deserve to be in there and all this. They just need to be in there.
Yep.
All round up. So.
I agree.
You get me, finagle me some tickets for the Bears down there.
We'll start raising funds right now on the air.
You're a sweet personality.
Yeah. You're like number 500 to ask me that question. So we'll start working on it collectively. Everyone in America, tonight's listening audience, is working on it. Rick, we'll talk to you later. Thanks for the call.
Take care. Yeah.
You too. All right, so Rick is one of the many people listening to us in Illinois that has to be excited about the Bears. My favorite cousin lives in right in the city in New York, and he's very, very excited about the matchup, and he's very excited about the Bears' chances, and he thinks the same thing. Hey, bring it on, Packers. Let's go to Brian in Missouri. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Kay, just real quick, for Rick in Illinois, since my Rams, didn't exactly make it thanks to the Seahawks, at least the Bears, if I want to go to Chicago to actually see them, it's only about a 4.5-hour train ride from where I'm at.
Yeah, that's not bad, huh?
So I'm rooting for the Bears since my team didn't make it, since they're the next closest to me.
There you go.
I was wondering if I thought the whole point in that tax package that they were trying to get passed in Washington at the end of the year was to try to keep income taxes from going up on people's paychecks this year, because if that's the case, I sure in the heck have not seen it. Since January 1st, mine has actually doubled.
Really? Yeah. You're talking about what they, I know what you're talking about it's tax brackets. So your tax bracket, well, I guess that would apply to the payroll tax then. It was supposed to be the same and not jump up. So when you go to file the taxes, it shouldn't be any higher. And that was the compromise, of course, with the unemployment benefits getting extended for another 13 months. But I've heard a lot of people say the same thing, Brian, that you need to look at your check because you're going to find that there's more taken out.
because the only thing that has actually changed within the company that I work for since January 1 has been the company that's handled their payroll. And I noticed the difference on the first paycheck, because it's like for a half an hour difference from what I usually work in a normal week, being a $20 difference on the paycheck, that's like a eye catcher there in itself.
Yeah, $20 difference, that's not good. What can you do with $20 in a week? A lot. In a couple weeks, actually. That's that 99-cent value menu. Yeah, that's not good. Anytime any increases isn't good.
Almost filling my car's gas tank up at the moment, if it don't go any higher.
Right. Well, luckily the oil is going in the opposite direction right now anyway, so that's a good thing. And that's what we feel at the pump when the crude goes higher for the barrel. But yes, you're not the only person to say that to me. I've had other people say, well, what happened? It is supposed to be lower overall because your tax should stay the same. So I don't know why that would be reflected in your payroll taxes. You should definitely ask your HR department, though.
Basically, I've tried talking to everybody local. They have no answers also, because all that's done at the corporate
Federal
office.
Or the corporal, yeah. Yeah, then you know what you do? You call the corporate office and ask for an explanation. You
because
do that.
All they're saying local is contact your tax advisor to find out what's going on or to look it up on the web.
That's nice. Oh, there's a problem with your paycheck. Go look it up on the web, and maybe you can sort through it. Yeah. That's nice. That's brutal. All right, Brian. We'll see if other people have the same problem. In fact, we'll do a little poll here. Thanks for the call. Are people seeing the same thing in their checks that Brian is seeing? Are you seeing that it's, in fact, more has been taken out? In other words, it's going up versus going in the opposite direction? What say you, America? Are you struggling with the same thing? I'm telling you. This is the problem. That's why I was talking about healthcare and the premiums. That's why the concern for the premiums is so much. You get taxes going up or property taxes going up and whatever else. And then you've got the situation with healthcare where the premiums change and you can't afford it anymore. So what are you supposed to do? I just, for grins, don't forget we do have Nail the Score. And of course we'll be talking about Green Bay and Chicago, the NFC Championship game next Sunday. The two quarterbacks, the weather, forget about it because they're both cold weather dudes. And really the story is the Packers. I know there's a lot of people that want to see it be Chicago, but can the Packers go down? Because the Packers have knocked off two really good teams. I don't think a lot of people thought that the Packers were going to get by Philadelphia, and Atlanta looked terrible. I don't know what happened in that game. I wouldn't have predicted that. So Aaron Rodgers suddenly looks pretty good. He's thrown six touchdowns. He's run for another one. And if you go back a little bit further in the past nine games, this is key, he's only tossed two interceptions. So the Bears defense is going to have to come up big. It'll be about who holds on to the ball. It'll be about turnovers. It'll be about getting to the quarterback. And the Packers are pretty speedy, and they're pretty quick. But I'd like to see Chicago do it. I'd like to see it. The last time the two teams, by the way, this is just for fun, for a little factoid for you. The last time the two teams played in Chicago, it was September, and the field looked pretty good then, remember? But the field's in a much different condition right now. So that could be a factor. The footing on the field could be a big, 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 big factor. It's going to be fun, I know that. Don't forget, Nail the Score Thursday into Friday morning, third hour.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.